The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning and welcome once again to Dorf on Sports on Sports Byline USA. I'm Jeff Rich and I'll be taking you through the first hour from Chicago, Illinois. With me is the professor of sports from north of the border, John Poulter. Good morning, John. How are you feeling on this fine Sunday morning?
Good morning, Jeff. I'm feeling great, thanks. 72 degrees and sunny here in Toronto, so maybe summer is on its way.
Hey, that's great to hear. As hockey season winds down, it's good to see that you're being treated some good weather north of the border. To get right into it, it's Final Four time for our major sports. Miami does what they do, climbing out of an early hold or run away with game three at home. A lot of help to Ray Allen and a lot of help to the Indiana Pacers. This is the same Indiana team that I've become used to seeing in, not in a good way. I have to say that this one is probably over. Meanwhile, out in L.A., the Kings went up 2-1 with a 4-3 win over the defending Stanley Cup champs. And if it were anyone but Chicago, I might say the road team is in some serious trouble after dropping games 2 and 3. But this is almost their comfort zone. So on the other side of the break, we'll have Mary Nemeth from PicksForCause.com, the website with a heart. And later this hour, we'll have the man who puts the Dorf in Dorf on Sports, Andy Dorf. If you stick with us, we'll be right back. We'll talk about a great cause. Talk some sports, and we'll have a general amount of fun. You ready for this, John?
I sure am. Looking forward to it, Jeff.
All right, stick with us. We'll be right back.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275. We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Make your small business even smarter with ADT Security Services. Through June 1st, get $250 instant savings on select ADT business packages. Improve your operations with 24/7 burglary monitoring, remote climate and lighting control, secure real-time video, and more. So call Star ADT from your cell phone. That's Star 238-ADT. Our business is helping your business. 36-month monitoring contract required. For applicable terms and conditions and full list of license numbers, please visit ADT.com.
And welcome back to Sports Byline USA. You've got me, Jeff Rich, in Chicago, Illinois. I'm joined this week by John Poulter up in Ontario, Canada. And this week, as we do every week, we're going to reach out to Mary Nemitz from FixForCause.com, the website with a heart. Mary, how are you doing this morning?
Well, good morning, Jeff. I'm doing really well. And hi to John as well.
Good morning, Mary. How are you?
Great. I'm down. I understand, Jeff, you're in Chicago, and I'm down here in St. Louis, so I think we're covering all the territory today.
Yes, indeed. You get out of Chicago, and things aren't going so well for your Blackhawks as they get out of Chicago. What do you make of these last few games?
Oh, painful, painful. I don't know which. I guess I do know the game. The game, I guess, was Wednesday. That one was worse for me than last night. But last night was pretty tough as well. You know, you start off so strong, and we struggled all year with that, trying to maintain in that third period. And, you know, last year when we were going through it, it's funny, we were with the whole group last night. Last year we always felt so confident that it didn't make any difference, third period or not, we could come back. And now we get to the third period, and everybody's just on pins and needles. So, oh, well, there's always that next game.
All right, let's talk about the topic at hand. Every week we have you come on and tell us all about this great website, FixForCause.com. For anybody listening for the first time, give us a little background on exactly what the website is and what it does.
I'd be happy to, Jeff. Fix for Cause is the website, literally the ticket website with a heart. We enable access for people to find tickets to any kind of sports, music, theater, concert event they want all across the country. You can come in, find the tickets you're looking for. Oftentimes, you're going to be able to find really unique, interesting tickets, season ticket holders for those people that have come and donated them to the cause of their choice. And if we don't have the donated ticket, we literally have about 7.5 million tickets available on our site. And what's so awesome about ticketsforcause.com is that every single ticket you purchase on the site, every day, all the time, benefits the cause of your choice. And we're very proud about that.
All right, and tell us a little bit about what how the charities break down and what contribution you're making as a purchaser of a ticket for either a sporting event or some of the other outside events, if you don't mind getting into that as well.
Oh, no, not a problem at all. A couple things to note. We have about 800 charity members on our site right now. First off, it's free for charity members to join. Now, when you come to buy a ticket, if you buy a ticket on our website that has a heart next to it, 90% of that purchase price of that ticket goes to that charity that person donated to. And if, as I said earlier, if you find a ticket on there that doesn't have a heart next to it, that purchase of that ticket will still benefit, because what we do with that, we give 7.5% of that ticket purchase price, which is half what we make on that ticket. We give it to the charity of the purchaser's choice. So let's just say you're coming on and you want to buy tickets to that next hockey game or that next baseball game, or you want to go to that concert or go see that theater. You can come on as a purchaser. You can always find the ticket you're looking for. And when you make that purchase, you'll benefit a cause.
Great stuff. Hey, John Poulter, do you have anything for Mary?
Well, just to tell Mary that I share her pain with the Blackhawks. When you live in a city where there's not a lot of playoff hockey year after year like Toronto, you tend to watch another team, and the Hawks are the team I watch primarily because we get WGN-TV here, and I just love the style the Hawks play. Jonathan Toews, my favorite player, and I thought he was going to take it for them last night, but we got to hang in there. I don't think the series is over. But, you know, with respect to your great ticket website, I listen to your speech every week, and one question I've always wanted to ask, and now I have the opportunity, is that living in Canada and, of course, seeing Canadian sporting events, I wonder if you could maybe take a few minutes and just explain to everybody how this this site works for residents outside the U.S. and for events outside the U.S.
John, that's a great question. It works actually just the same. So, for example, we know that we have tickets available up in Toronto, really anywhere in Canada. So, if there, you know, baseball that you want to go see, or you want to go hockey, or you want to see any concerts that are coming up in your area, you can go easily. Go ahead, and you can pick a charity, and any charity can benefit as well. I mean, we have international tickets as well, obviously, as you might imagine, with some of the big concert names and events. But we also have it with some of the football teams that are going over there and playing some of their exhibition games. So it's always available to do it. It really is, you bring up a good point, it really is a worldwide opportunity that we have. We're focusing right now on national, but literally, you can come on and always benefit by with that purchase. You can benefit any one of our 800 plus charity members. So, it is literally worldwide.
Okay, that's really good to hear, because I really think you have a great site there, and I think what you're doing is a wonderful thing. And it's nice to know that my colleagues in Canada here will have an opportunity to use that website if, in fact, they do have a need for tickets to a concert or sports events or anything along those lines.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, John. Very good point. Thank you so much for bringing that up.
No problem at all. It's a question I've often thought when I hear you every week. Nobody ever mentions what happens outside the U.S., and obviously the U.S. is your largest market. One, because of the size of the country, and two, because of your location. But if it's a worldwide site, that's just a benefit for everybody.
And, you know, it's interesting. We've actually had interest of expanding this as we grow from different countries around the world. And that is something on the horizon, and it's something we're really very excited about. So keep an eye on us. We're here to stay, and we're here to grow.
That's great to hear. Great to hear.
Hey, Mary, every week on the show we bring up a featured charity. Last week, in honor of Peace Officers Memorial Day, we talked about the 100 Club of Chicago. This week, with Memorial Day coming up tomorrow, we're honoring our World War II veterans. And I also want to talk a little bit about a guy named First Lieutenant Tom Martin, who did pay the ultimate sacrifice for his country, and he has a foundation. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Jeff, this foundation that was established in honor of this young man is something that touches my heart every single time I see this foundation on our site and I read about it, because not only of the individual that Thomas was, but for what it stands for and what he stands for. He was a young man, graduated from West Point at 25. 2 years later, he was dead, again, giving paying the ultimate price for our country. And his family took that. They took that pain and they took that tragedy and they formed this foundation in order to make a difference, in order to see that Tom's dedication and Tom's his dedication to mission, country, family, would all not be in vain. So they established this foundation, and what this does now, it has scholarships. They give scholarships to the high school where Tom graduated from. They give donations to the church youth missions where Tom attended. These missions help, they do world mission trips as well as local missions to help the community. And also they give it to Tom's local Boy Scouts where he started off. Tom was an Eagle Scout. And they continue to spread the word about what Tom did, what he stood for, and what his life meant. And it's interesting because, they say you can't choose the day or the time we're taken from this earth, but you can choose how you live out your lives. And Tom has clearly set an example for all of us.
Yeah, truly touching stuff, Mary. And it's great that, not only did Thomas's family put together this foundation to help out the community, but, Ticks for Cause, great opportunity for People that are going to these events anyway, to put a little money forward towards charity and help out these great causes. It's always a pleasure talking to you, Mary. You have a great week, and hopefully your Blackhawks can bounce back as this as these Western Conference Finals continue.
You bet. Again, thank you very much, and thank you, Jeff, for your service. I know you're a veteran as well. And you guys be safe. Have a great week, and we'll talk later.
You bet. It was a pleasure chatting with you, Mary, and keep up the excellent work.
Thank you, John. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
All right. Stay tuned. On the other side, it's going to be Jeff Rich from Chicago, Illinois, John Poulter from Canada, talking about the world of sports. Stick with us. We'll be right back. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
All right, welcome back to Sports Byline USA on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Jeff Rich coming to you from Chicago, Illinois. John Poulter up in Ontario, Canada. We're going to be talking sports until the end of the hour, but John is our professor of sports, and he specializes in baseball and hockey. So let's start with Major League Baseball, a game that I went to on Thursday evening. Chris Sale's comeback with the White Sox. Obviously under a pitch count because he was coming off the injury, but hope the Yankees hitless through five. They had to pull them after six, and it got a little interesting in, on the south side on Thursday night. But, what do we make of Sale's comeback as the White Sox, march into the month of June?
Well, it was, as a Blue Jay fan, it was great to see because it was against the Yankees. And I checked the scoreboard yesterday afternoon, and I saw that in the middle of the seventh or at the end of the seventh, the Yankees were down 3-0 to Chicago. So I thought the White Sox were going to do it again and give us another game in terms of the standings. But I see that it went to extra innings and the Yankees were victorious in 10. So too bad Chris Sale can't pitch every day. He's turned out to be a pretty good bargain for the White Sox. He signed that very team-friendly contract, and at the time, I think a lot of people kind of wondered why they had done that. But when I look at how the White Sox have spent their money and how they've played this year, obviously he's a key part of that team, and it's good to see him come back from the injury and a good, strong showing in his first start.
There's something else we saw, and we saw, I got into town on Wednesday, so I saw Derek Jeter's last game at Wrigley Field. I thought it was going to be his last at bat in the top of the 10th inning the other day. He comes up and grounds out in the 14th. But a lot of people are kind of disgusted with this Derek Jeter farewell tour and the gifts. We saw it ago with Mariano Rivera. What do you make of this situation with where these teams are applauding a career and maybe doing a little bit too much? I know that you see the Yankees a lot. With your interest being with the Toronto Blue Jays, are you disgusted with it? Are you on board with it? Do you think it's an appropriate way to honor these 20-year veterans of the league?
I got mixed feelings about it, Jeff. I think the game is one of tradition, and when you have guys that are class acts, and notwithstanding the fact that he plays for a team that a lot of us were raised to dislike simply because of where they played and how they spent their money, Jeter is a class act. He's probably one of the more classy individuals that are still in the game. He's one of those guys that's played his entire career with one team, which is very unusual now. So from that standpoint, you kind of like to see it. You fully expect the player's own team to do that. And, if I was a player such as Jeter, I'd be offended if my own team didn't do it. But frankly, I think it's getting a little bit too much to have these grand tours as they go through every city. And certainly through the cities where, because of interleague play only becoming a reality in the last few years, I think it's a little silly to do it in places like National League parks and in teams in parks where the Yankees don't play that often. Frankly, I think we overdo it. You don't want to see the thing disappear completely, but there's got to be a happy medium somewhere, I think, Jeff.
All right, we've brought up the Blue Jays a few times, but let's talk about it a little bit. They're surprisingly sitting on top of the standings while the world champs have lost nine straight. And John Farrell, people are already calling for John Farrell's head. Not 9 months after they won the World Series. So, give me a little bit of a take on what's going on in the American League East and what's working for the Blue Jays that's not working for the Red Sox as of right now.
Well, in terms of John Farrell, maybe it's a classic example. You've got to be careful what you wish for because he made it very clear that that was his dream job, and it certainly worked out well for him last year. But this year, that's a team that certainly has some struggles. 1-9 in their last 10, the last 9 of those being losses and consecutively. Blue Jays have actually had a really good streak. They're 8-2 in their last 10. Mark Burley is actually leading the way. This is a guy that has turned it around from last season. He had a terrible start at the season, to the start of the season last year. Came on to be the old Mark Burley towards the end of the year, but he started out this season lights out. Already he's 8-1, and I think it was late July, early August before he won his 8th game last year. So he's been the big piece. Edwin Encarnacion has got his bat hot lately. Jose Bautista, I think, reached base in 35 or 36 games to start the season, and he's been playing really well. They've shored up the infield defense substantially, and overall, it's just been good starting pitching. It hasn't been spectacular, but it's been pretty solid, and even such that on Friday night, they called up a kid by the name of Liam Hendricks, who's an Australian from Triple A Buffalo, to go into the fifth spot against Oakland, which is one of the better teams in the league, and he got them to the sixth inning, which is really all you can ask of a spot starter going into the fifth rotation spot. So all so far, good things for the Blue Jays, but we always have to keep in mind you're never as good as your best streak and you're never as bad as your worst streak. So hey, at some point in time, the Red Sox will level out a little bit, and at some point, the Blue Jays will level out a little bit too. So a lot of baseball still to be played.
Yeah, and you mentioned Burley, and I got to say that the fans on the south side of Chicago are a little upset that the team guessed wrong, letting Burley go to free agency and trying to make it work with Jonathan Banks. Another team in the American League Eastern Division that's playing, I don't know if you'd say, hovering around 500, is playing a little bit well for them or not, with Buck Showalter running the show there. They make the, they win the Uvalde Jimenez sweepstakes, if you could say that that's a win. He struggled out of the gate, got the radio call of their game against Cleveland on Saturday. And, he also hit list through five and then just imploded. And this is, this is kind of the Uvalde Jimenez that Rockies fans and Indians fans have seen over the years. Fortunately for Cleveland fans, they were on the winning side of it yesterday. No, on the other side, you had Corey Kluber, who was just wiped out in May. I know you caught him a couple weeks ago at the Rogers Center. The two pitchers, kind of a tale of two worlds. Yvonne Ramirez getting big money, not getting it done for the Orioles. Corey Kluber, who nobody's ever heard of, is really might be pitching his way to a Cy Young if he can keep this up throughout the summer.
Well, he's the game that I saw, and you and I have chatted about this a couple of times on air and off air. He was pretty impressive against the Blue Jays. The only thing I will say is that in the first couple of innings of the games, the Blue Jays were hitting the ball really hard, but fortunately for Kluber, they were hitting it right at people. So an inch or two either way, or 6 or 7 inches higher, and some of those line drive outs could have been doubles to the outfield wall. So I was impressed with what I saw. It was the first time I had seen him pitch. I knew of him, but the very first time I had seen him pitch, and you would know much better than I as a Cleveland Indian fan, but this seems to me as though he's a guy that sort of came out of nowhere. Is that in fact the case, or has he just been hiding from us for a couple of years?
I think it's a little bit of both. He's managed to miss the bats quite a bit this year, and he's gotten managed to chase balls way out of the zone, which means he's hitting the corners, he's doing what he's supposed to do, and all credit due to Mickey Callaway, who turned Yuvaldo Jimenez around and got him a 4-year, $50 million deal, and is building the career of a relative unknown in Kluber. But hey, we got to shift gears over to the National Hockey League. I'm in Chicago, where it's Blackhawk Mania, but it's died down a little bit since the third period on Wednesday night when the Kings go on a power play, they get one, they get another one real quick, and it's to the point where Jeff Carter really has just found his way to put the puck in the back of the net. Other than Jonathan Toews, we're not seeing a whole lot of Blackhawks in this series. They're down 2-1, but they are the Blackhawks. I said it in the open. If it weren't the Blackhawks, I'd say that they're done in this series, going down 2-1 with another game with Game 4 to be played on the road.
Well, that second game turned around in a real hurry. First period and the first 16 or 17 minutes of the second period, the Hawks were all over L.A., and Seabrook could have put them up 3-0. Quick makes a great save. If Seabrook's shot goes in and it's 3-0, I think it's lights out in Game 2 as well. But Quick made a great save on Seabrook, and within a couple of minutes of that happening, a very fortunate bounce for the Kings. Had a puck go in off a skate of an LA player. It was not intentional, so it was a legitimate goal. The Blackhawks did not question it, and rightly so. That somehow got the Kings back in the game. They realized they had a chance, and then there was a couple of power plays early in the third period, one of which was a bit silly in terms of too many men on the ice penalty. The Kings actually played it quite smartly because the play was in front of the Hawks bench when the players were changing, and one of the Kings players just dumped it right into the area, forcing a Blackhawk to play it and getting an automatic penalty call. And I think those two or three things actually took all of the wind out of Chicago. And last night I thought Toews was going to take the team on his back and lead them, but again, a couple of sloppy defensive plays, which is very un-Chicago-like. We've got a series now, and we still have a situation where the Kings have now control of home ice advantage. So it's now putting a lot of pressure on Chicago to win that game four in Los Angeles and take the series home 2-2. And, you know, as you and I have chatted, home ice in Chicago is big.
All right, yeah, you know, we'll see where that series goes. LA leads that one 2-1, you know, but Chicago is never down and out. You worry a little bit about Corey Crawford giving up 10 goals over games 2 and 3, but get the feeling the Blackhawks, it will bounce back. We're going to take it to a break right now, but on the other side we'll have Andy Dorf, the voice you usually hear in this spot on the show, joining us to talk a little bit of NBA and, you know, wherever the wind takes us with the world of sports. Stay with us. We'll be right back. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Introducing a luxurious offer.
Beauty by the gallon.
More brilliant savings from the new paint studio at Ace.
Talk to me.
Come in this Memorial Day weekend and get $5 off instant savings with your Ace Rewards card on gallons of Clark & Kensington, Valspar Optimus, or Valspar Aspire.
And
$3 off instant savings on gallons of Royal.
Oh, happy day.
Exclusively at Ace.
Ace is a place with the help of hardware folks.
Present Ace Rewards card May 23rd through 26th to get savings instantly in store. Limit 3 gallons. Store stock only. See participating stores for details.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Lumber Liquidators just bought millions of square feet of overstocked, top-quality flooring directly from the mills for their overstock flooring sale going on now. I'm talking gorgeous, pre-finished hardwood for an unheard of 89 cents a square foot. Their thickest and best Brazilian cherry laminate at 99 cents a square foot. Even all Morningstar bamboo is on sale. So go to LumberLiquidators.com right now to find the store nearest you. They've got 20 months special financing available. But hurry, because the overstock flooring sale ends Tuesday, May 27th.
Welcome back to Dorf on Sports on Sports Byline Sunday. I'm your host, Jeff Rich. By my side, I have John Poulter from Canada. And taking us to the bottom of the hour, we'll have Andy Dorf, the Dorf in Dorf on Sports. Andy, how are you doing on this Sunday morning?
Fellas, I am super. Thank you for helping me out, obviously. Appreciate you doing a little overtime for me for the first 40 minutes or so.
Yeah, you are the Jesus Shuttlesworth of this program. I know you're on vacation. Did you get a chance to see Ray Allen just stick a dagger in the hearts of the Indiana Pacers on Saturday night?
Yeah, it was a beautiful thing, to be honest with you. Ray Allen, kind of like back in his prime, just hitting three-pointer after three-pointer. 4 for 4 in that fourth quarter, obviously, as we all know, 16 points for the game. And just, you know what, he gave them that extra punch that they needed, for sure, because guys like, I mean, I know LeBron wound up with 26 points, 16 in the second half. Did struggle quite a bit, though, throughout that ball game. So Ray Allen was a big, big piece to them coming out yesterday, obviously, with the 99-87 victory.
Does Frank Vogel, you know, have some liability? That, you know, the Pacers go up 15, and you might say it's the Heat playing the rope-a-dope game, but you also might say that they just don't have any answers to properly guard the Heat because they don't want to go small. So, yeah, David Grant chasing Ray Allen around the floor, whether he gets the ball or not. You know, it just seems like they have no answers. Roy Hibbert, you know, it played like a very small 7'2" center. You know, and it's just, you know, I said in the open, I think that this series is over just because Indiana lost any momentum that they had from game one.
Well, I mean, look, fellas, you can look at this in a lot of different ways. And, you know, Mama Mo is going to be there for both of these teams. And right now what you have is the Miami Heat have been able to put together a couple games in a row, and now they have a lead in the series. I would almost say they're exactly where I think they would be, John and Jeff. I mean, I don't know. I think you brought up an excellent point about Ray Allen, to be honest with you, Jeff, talking about guarding him. David West is not the answer. He can't follow him around. He can't get through picks. And they do have some issues. And they even have issues when they bring Norris Cole out there and they go to that smaller lineup. Makes the Heat a lot quicker, makes them more of a defensive-oriented team. So they do have some advantages. And on the other side, Indiana has the advantage down low. And you saw them get out to an early lead in the first quarter. By the time halftime came, obviously it was dwindled down to 4 points, and then Miami made their push, as they always do in the third quarter, and then things happened the way a lot of us thought they would, where the Miami Heat would take advantage and win this ball game. But ultimately, they both have advantages, and it's really about when they use their advantages, how they use their advantages, and how long they can keep those advantages going throughout the ball game. So a lot of shuffling. Guys like the Birdman have to play bigger. Chris Bosh has to play bigger. So there's a lot of key ingredients to what's going out there on the ball on the court, and I don't think it's cut and dry, to be honest with you, Jeff and John.
Randy, is this another situation where we've got a team in Indiana that maybe had it fairly easy throughout the season? I mean, we all know that the Eastern Conference is not a tough conference, specifically when you compare it to the West. Is this another situation where they didn't play enough tough games during the year and they might be a little bit soft in terms of playing tough games, and maybe they've been looking forward to Miami and the playoffs all season and they just weren't ready for it?
You know what? That's an excellent point. I mean, I think game one, they were absolutely ready for it. They were fired up and had a lot of emotion and obviously made a lot of plays and scored a lot of points, to be honest with you, too. Ever since that first game, Miami has locked them down quite a bit and changed their strategy. I think you have a good point in the sense of Indiana has been gearing up all year to play Miami. They wanted that number one seed. They got that number one seed. They lost home court advantage in game two. So, yeah, I think there's a little bit of doubt that has come into the Indiana Pacers. But at the end of the day, guys, these guys are all professionals. If you can't get up for some of the biggest ball games that you're ever going to play in your life, then I don't think you have any business being out there. So I think Indiana needs to bone up. I think they need to toughen up a little bit. I think, you know, ultimately Frank Vogel's the guy who's going to take the brunt of this. And, Jeff, you alluded to that a little bit earlier in the conversation. But ultimately, players make plays, guys, and the coach can only do so much. And at the end of the day, Frank is the guy that's going to take the heat. But I think it's one of those things where the players got to make plays for Frank to look good. And when they don't make plays, then Frank looks bad.
Yeah, can Indiana win Miami?
Can Indiana what there? Sorry, John.
Can Indiana win a game in Miami and get home court back in this, Andy, or do you think this just plays out now with Miami winning all their home games?
I think Miami wins in six now, personally. I think it's very difficult to see Indiana after yesterday when they went out there and played a great first half, a great first quarter, kind of settled down there in the second half, lost momentum early in that third quarter, and, you know, the game shifted quite a bit, and it was a double-digit victory for the Miami Heat at the end of the day. I think it goes Miami in six at this point now, and you know what? Ultimately, though, if Indiana can surprise us all and get a victory in game four, then, yeah, maybe this thing does go seven games, and then you give a slight edge back to the Indiana Pacers. But I think if Miami wins game four, yeah, you can put a fork in the Miami Heat. Or, I'm sorry, in the Indiana Pacers by the Miami Heat.
Hey, no pun intended, of course, on Frank Vogel taking the Heat. But, hey, the Eastern Conference is just one half of the puzzle that we have to figure out before we get to these NBA Finals. San Antonio Wednesday night, speaking of double-digit victories, flip over after the Blackhawks-Kings game, and I see that that's a 30-point game in favor of San Antonio. Is Oklahoma City down and out in this series, or could Scott Brooks rally the troops with Serge Ibaka back to maybe make this a series? I've said it before on this program, and I'll say it again here. No playoff series starts until somebody wins in the other person's gym.
Well, I'll tell you what. Right now, you'd have to say there's a big gap between those two teams. The Spurs are just outclassing the Oklahoma City Thunder. And, yeah, they're missing Serge Ibaka big time. The addition of Serge Ibaka is going to help, obviously. It can't hurt, let's be honest. You know, Kevin Durant will maybe be able to relax a little bit more. He'll get back into the flow of the ball game a little bit better. Those guys have had to put a lot of things on their shoulders, and I'm talking about Westbrook and Durant, you know, without Serge Ibaka, and then obviously without James Harden, who no longer is with them either, with the Houston Rockets now. I think you've put a lot of, you know, a lot on those two guys' shoulders, and it's been tough when you have the San Antonio Spurs, who have 12 guys that can go out there and play. I mean, they've got 10 guys that can score the basketball. Kawhi Leonard is a budding superstar in this league. In my eyes, one of the top 15 players. Manu, Tim, Parker, they still do their thing. And Tony Parker, man, it's like classes in session. Every time that guy goes out on the floor, just unbelievable how he's able to control ball games, whether it's by assisting, whether it's by getting a key shot, a big layup at certain moments. I just look at the San Antonio Spurs, and I said it to you weeks ago, Jeff, I don't know how this team isn't winning title after title year in and year out. They have an unbelievable basketball team, and they have the best coach. So right now, I would have to say that this is a very one-sided series, and it'll take a monumental effort from the Oklahoma City Thunder to get back in this thing. And they got to start with a win in today's ball game later today. And if they can do that, well, then we'll be maybe talking a little bit of a different story. But at this point, it's tough to see anybody beating the San Antonio Spurs, especially not those Oklahoma City Thunder.
Andy,
we only have a couple minutes left, and I want to shift gears over to Major League Baseball. John and I talked a little bit about the American League in the opening segment. I know we talk about the Milwaukee Brewers and the start that they've had. Struggle a little bit of late, just considering they're a first-place team. You can never count out those St. Louis Cardinals who've won 8 of their last 10. What's your take on what's going on in the National League Central Division?
Well, I mean, something that I think John was going to be very up on is that ultimately the pitching for the Brewers is okay. It's not the greatest. And Braun in and out of that lineup is obviously going to hurt them throughout the year. To me, to be honest with you, I think if you're the Brewers and you're a fan of the Brewers, you got to be saying right now, you know what, we're ahead of schedule. They're four games above 500 on the road at 15-11. They've kind of come down to earth a little bit, let's be honest. You know, they're 4-6 in their last 10 ball games. And we all knew that St. Louis was going to be tough. I think I'm a little surprised with the drop-off in Cincinnati and Pittsburgh. John, I don't know your feelings on that, but I'm happy, to be honest with you, with where the Milwaukee Brewers are sitting. I do think pitching is going to be something that they're going to have to watch throughout the year. And then Braun in and out of the lineup. I mean, consistency is a key in baseball, isn't it? Or is it not, John?
Yeah, it is. And every time I look at the injury list, I see Braun he's day-to-day, and then he's back in the lineup, and then he's day-to-day, and he's back in the lineup, and he's day-to-day. I would tend to agree with you, Andy, that the Brewers are ahead of schedule, and if somebody had said to Brewers management in spring training that at the end of May, you would be 29 and 21. You'd have a game and a half lead over the Cardinals. Would you take it? I think they would have said, yes, we'll take it with a bow on it, and you know, let's freeze this thing for the future. Cardinals are 8-2 in their last 10, so you know, they've obviously gained four games on the Brewers in those last 10 games. And every time I look at the Cardinals, I just see a pretty solid ball club top to bottom. And especially with that pitching staff they have, I think they're going to be tough to beat. The interesting thing with the Cardinals is, with the off-season moves, they had a lot of their regulars moving positions, which obviously took a little bit of time to gel. I think that we're now seeing that happen. And, I just look at that Cardinal team, and, if I'm the Brewers, I can hear those guys coming. And, I still think that the Cardinals are the team to beat in that division. And to your point, Andy, the fall-off for the Pirates and the Reds has been very surprising. They're still only 5.5 and 6 games out, respectively, and there's a lot of baseball still to be played. So let's not write those teams off yet. Maybe like last year, we're going to see three out of the four playoff teams, or postseason teams, come from that division. Still a likelihood that may happen.
Yeah, you know what I think is interesting, and Jeff, John, I mean, a few weeks ago, John was pretty bummed out about the Toronto Blue Jays, and all of a sudden, your guys are atop the East, ahead of the Yankees, by two games, and playing phenomenal baseball, winning 5 straight and 8 of their last 10, too, so kudos goes to your Toronto Blue Jays. Have you been checking them out, or what's been going on for you?
Oh yeah, yeah. We get just about all the games here. The team is owned by Rogers Communications, which is kind of like Canada's AT&T, and they own the team. They own a couple of sports channels. They own the stadium, so it's good programming for them. So all of the games are available, and I don't say that I watch every game every night, but I probably catch a piece of every game every night. And going again on Monday night, so I'm hoping that this streak continues. And they're getting good starting pitching, and I think we all know that starting pitching can carry you a long way in this game.
Absolutely, 100%.
Hey, Andy, I know it's not general sports talk, the talk fodder, but we both live in Arizona. The Arizona Diamondbacks make a little bit of a stride last weekend with taking 2 out of 3 from the Dodgers. They go into St. Louis, they get swept. Are they regressing back to one of the worst teams in baseball, maybe excluding Houston?
Yeah, I would agree 100%. I know we're up against it with a break, so how's this? I'll answer that question on the other side. You want to take us out of here, Jeff?
Yeah, let's stick with us. You got John Poulter in Canada, Andy Dorf in Parts Unknown, and me, Jeff Rich, here in Chicago. We'll be right back. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Welcome back to Dorf on Sports on Sports on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You've got Jeff Rich in Chicago, John Poulter north of the border, and Andy Dorf. Stay with us as we take it home in this first hour. We had Mary Nemitz from SixForCause.com, Andy Dorf, the host of the show, joining us in a guest role as we played a little bit of musical chairs with the roles. And, we talked some NBA, we talked some NHL, talked a lot of baseball this hour. I imagine you got Fred and Andy in the second hour. Go ahead and follow us on Twitter. I'm Jeff Rich at J Rich Radio. John Poulter is at 12 John Poulter, and Andy Dorf is at Dorf on Sports. Andy, anything you have to say as we close it out here?
Well, just getting back to your question about the D-backs, you know, when you're in the cellar, things are always tough, and you know it's interesting. I mean, Boston, you think about the Red Sox, they go from worst to first, and now they're back to worst. I mean, baseball is such a weird game. You know, the D-backs have been competitive in their short history. When you really think about it, guys, they've been very competitive. They had the big unit. They had Schilling. They had a couple of good runs, obviously getting the World Series over the Yankees. So all in all, things are pretty good. But right now, tough to be a D-backs fan.
Yeah.
Hey, John, anything on the D-backs?
Well, as you know, my wife and I were in Arizona for 2 weeks in April. We caught a couple of D-backs games, and it was not pleasant. It was actually quite painful. So I feel for the Diamondbacks fans. A lot of work to be done there, I feel.
Hey, John, thanks for sitting with me this first hour. Andy, it's your show. Why don't you go ahead and take it home?
Hey, fellas, I got to first thank you very, very much for helping me out. Obviously, a little bit tough to do what I'm doing because I am in a remote location, but really appreciate you guys taking your time to help me out here. And, John, I know we'll catch up with you in about 25 minutes or so. Jeff, you're done for the day, brother. Go enjoy yourself, and we'll catch up with both you guys next week here on the program. But keep it close, as Jeff said. One more hour. Fred Wallen, Dorfman, taking you through. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.